With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Barriers will not be going up on four roads within the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation. It's a reversal of a previous position by the tribe. The roads are on tribal land but give access to private homes within the reservation and have been at the center of an ongoing dispute between the tribe and the town. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
Lac des Flambeaux Tribal President John Johnson Sr. said in a statement regarding that decision that, quote, "Our priority is the well-being and safety of everyone in our community." The decision came hours ahead of a federal district court motion hearing. In that hearing, the judge affirmed his earlier decision that the roads are not to be blocked while the case is being litigated. The lawsuit is between the town of Lac des Flambeaux and the United States government on behalf of the tribe. Yesterday's decision was a relief for residents like David Meese, who is one of several dozen homeowners impacted by this dispute.
We were actually out earlier today getting supplies, assuming that we would be blocked in as early as tomorrow. There's a lot of relief on our end, and I think a lot of our neighbors' ends.
The tribe had previously blocked access on the four roads 2 years ago for several weeks. It says right-of-ways at that point had been expired for a decade, which meant that people had been trespassing by using those roads. The town had been paying tens of thousands of dollars each month in permit fees since then to keep the roads open, until it announced in August it no longer could afford to. In October, the tribe said it would put barricades back up January 16th if those fees weren't paid. The tribe later asked to meet with the town board in December. That was ultimately declined by the town board at the advice of their legal counsel. Following yesterday's court hearing, Johnson said, quote, "I am disappointed in the Lac des Flambeaux Town Board after they continuously run to federal courts when we could have worked out a reasonable solution back in December." The tribe says it remains committed to finding solutions. At last night's town board meeting, Chairman Matt Galke said the town is directing legal counsel to pursue a meeting with the Department of Justice in early February. Meese believes this has always been headed for federal court, having heard repeatedly for the last 2 years that this is a federal issue. He hopes there will be a positive resolution for homeowners.
I just want to be able to get to my house. It's nothing more than that.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
WXPR has been covering this issue since the barricades first went up on the roads 2 years ago. You can find our past reporting link in this article at WXPR.org. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing arguments over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ+ rights. It's also part of a broader effort by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes to rein in the powers of the Republican-controlled legislature. Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, hears arguments today and will issue a ruling in the coming months. Wisconsin's frozen road law is now in effect statewide. The frozen road law allows heavier loads for trucks carrying logs, as well as salt and sand for winter maintenance. The heavier loads are allowed as long as the base beneath the roads remains frozen, allowing the roads to handle heavier loads. WisDOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes to make the determination. Frost tubes are liquid-filled devices placed under the pavement. Even in the middle of winter, people out fishing can spread aquatic invasive species. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked those out ice fishing to help prevent the spread. Water from bait buckets and fish containers can transport invasives and fish diseases from one water body to another. Drain all lake and river water on site before leaving. You'll also want to remove any mud or plant material clinging to your gear, including sleds used to transport supplies. Some invasives flourish under the ice. A cranberry farmer from Alma Center is on a mission to restore wetlands in Wisconsin by constructing what he calls mock beaver dams. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Jim Hoffman says he got his interest in beaver dam analogs after helping a Nordic skiing buddy release an orphaned beaver on his property with a constructed lodge and a stuffed teddy bear for company.
And we dropped the beaver in it. The first thing he did is swim right down the culvert and started swimming around the pond. Unfortunately, that was the last we saw of the beaver named Broadus.
Mock beaver dams, as Hoffman calls them, can pool more than 500,000 gallons of water during floods. He says he hopes to mimic the natural features of beaver dams, including enhancing wildlife habitat, stabilizing eroded stream banks, and improving water quality. Wisconsin, like the rest of the country, has lost about half of its wetlands since the late 1700s, due in part to declining beaver populations. Hoffman explains beavers are regarded as a nuisance animal that regulators believe harm trout. State departments have gone so far as to contract with the federal government to wipe them out.
Conservation trout stamp dollars should not be used to blow up beaver dams. It should be used to encourage water quality projects such as what we're working on right now.
Few mock dam projects like these exist in the state. Wisconsin has strict regulations that make permitting expensive. Hoffman has spent $20,000 in the past year alone for his own permit. He hopes to work with the state's Department of Natural Resources to create a new permit that would allow other Wisconsin homeowners to build their own dams. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.